Blog Talk Radio.
Songwriter said, I can see clearly now. I don't know about you, but when you can just be humble, like the songwriter said, I can see clearly now while I'm on my knees. You know, I don't know if there's ever a time we need to be more humble. It is right now. I tell you, God has been good to the church. The church can look at him for all things. But I've learned something that in my thanksgiving now, it's not only what he does for me, it's who he is. He is worthy to be praised. God has been good to this church, and we are the temple of the Lord. I thank God always for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for how he's been coming in and blessing us and sharing us with his love and his word. Because you know one thing I've learned? That the closer you get to God, the more he show his reality. The closer you get to God, man, it makes your day get better, man. Man, don't mess around like we do right now. You know, we wake up. You know, we wake up in the morning like we do right now. This might not be morning song, but it's morning to me a lot. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this here. Starting our day off saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for another day, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God. I know I deserve justice, but you give me your mercy. Man, God has been good to us. And sometimes, man, we sit back, we complain, we look at things. And my brothers and sisters, if it had not been for his grace, if it had not been for his love, he just been having me on this road a little bit. But we complain about things, that a lot of things don't even come our way because of his grace. It ain't because we know full scriptures either, because his mercy and his grace. I want to tell you today again, I'm dealing with that hearing again. I'm dealing with the hearing again. And I want to deal with this hearing because the Bible, I love to read the Bible. I'm not going to hold you long. Yeah, I'm going to be in James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I want to express something out the Bible, what God gave to me. You know, I just want you to look at it with me. And let's walk a little bit with the Holy Spirit. Let's walk with the Holy Spirit. Because I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe that he is God all by himself. I believe that when we are in the name of Jesus, when we are really, really in tune with God, it pulls us out the way and let us know. It's one of the scriptures you always hear the saints quote. You know, a lot of guys are, you know, they say it, but a lot of people, I don't like talking about nobody. I'm just going to use this scripture to let you see where I'm coming from, because I've been taught to be humble. I've been taught that we should show love. I've been taught that even if someone don't give it to you, you give it back to them. I've learned this thing, and I'm learning this real regularly now, for the Bible says in Romans 3:23, it said, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Let me do that again. For all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. I don't care where you at in church. We all fall short. I mean, there are some good people out there. You know, there's some good people trying their best to do the Lord. But there are some things that Jesus don't be in the midst, God would kill us right now in our sin right there. But somewhere that God sees Jesus and he looked at us and he covered us with his love. Because Jesus being justified by faith, because the Bible said he was freely by his grace, the redemption given that us through Christ. Because God looked at us, Jesus, and not our action. I'm glad of that, because it takes away, I'm going to get in the lesson, though. This ain't the lesson. But I want you to get understanding before we get in there, because when I go, I'm gone. You know, because I really believe that the ministry of God is real. He says over here in 3, in Ephesians chapter 2, right? It said, for by grace are you saved through faith. That look what it said, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Watch this here. Not of your works, lest any man should boast. I like this word. You know what I'm talking about? It keeps me so I won't be self-righteous. It keeps me because I know I can't speak for everybody. I know where I came from. I know God put me out the dirt. I know he put me out there. That's why I don't look at people like, I can't say I ain't never did no wrong. I can't say I ain't never ain't said nothing and did nothing wrong. But I can say this here. I try my best to get closer to him so I can resist the things I used to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I know what the scripture said. It again, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. I know I'm hitting it home with this a minute bit, but I want you to know something. It is the gift of God and not the works of, look at it, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship and created in Christ Jesus unto God, good works. He said, which God have before ordained that we should be walking therein. Now, hold that now. Now, this is where we come today. I believe that's where we come today, to learn how to listen to God. That's what we're trying to do. I'm not saying that you're not going to mess up, but we're trying to learn how to listen to God while we walk this Christian journey so we can help one another along the way. I'm not here to condemn, but I want to give you the preach word. I want to give you the teach word that you can hold it in. Because sometimes you got to, I don't know, maybe you might not be me. I'm too simple when I talk sometimes. But you might want to be like I am sometimes. I want to refresh a little bit. I want to just step back and say, Lord, remove my thoughts, Lord. Remove what's in my heart right now. So, Lord, that you could, that's a form of decreasing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he could increase. So cannot be overbearing in my thoughts, in my heart, and think God go come in. Because if you're looking at your thoughts, if you're looking at your heart, and you're looking at things, it's like it's so big, you don't have no room for God, because you're worrying about something that God already said, I've done it, my baby, my child, don't worry about it. Come to me with your heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know how I started off like that, but I'm going to tell you right now that let no one hold you into sin. Only God has that. Only God can take the sin out of man, not us. We can read, we can preach and teach the word, but it has to be you to be the one that want to apply it in your life. And I'm going to tell you one day, you ain't going to have this choice too many times. You're not going to have it too many times. Somebody said love. Yeah, God, Jesus love. God love, Reverend. He love. But he hates sin. So we're not telling you to live in sin. We're telling you to counsel yourself and look at this thing. Don't let nobody twist you up because they got four words. They make a whole sentence. They don't use double negatives when they use a sentence, and they don't do the grammar and been so charismatic. We didn't got the time right now that if you listen to sound and good stuff, it'll fool you because there ain't no substance in it. I'm finna give you the word when I'm talking about. He wants us to do some things, and we're gonna start. We're gonna be in James 1, and I don't know how you like that discourse, but look, watch this here, James 1 and 19. Reverend, you have everything before we get in this thing?
Beautiful. No, sir. No, sir. You're good. You're good.
Never. I want you guys to know everything. I'm going to put this in myself. Every time I come, it's never like it's pre. Like I done redone it and can't change. I go strictly out the book. I come strictly out the book. And sometimes I just overlook that this is what I want to do today, you know, because I know wherever I go in the book is right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Wherever we go in the book, it is right. You might not like it, but it's right. You know, I could turn the book over and open it and then just start reading it, and it's right. You know, God gave you something in the season. I believe we're in a season right now that we need to hear, and we're not hearing. So why I say this, James 1 and 19, we're going to read all the way to 27 if it be God's will, but allow us to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, the Lord, that already resident in us today. Thank you for, Father God, that even on last night laying down, Father God, we laid down in the bed in the form of the man. And, Lord, the sheep we had on, it wasn't laying down, and we that we're going to be there permanently, Lord. But, Lord, you gave us another day, Lord. You allowed us to see another day, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to just be grateful and thank you for that day, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you, Father God, asking you for forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Walk us through this world, Lord, of misunderstanding and, Father God, sometimes misunderstood. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us, Father God, in the things we don't know, Lord. And, Father God, help us to handle the things we do know, Lord. And, Lord, bless us, Father God, as we decrease so thou can increase. Lord, the words I already have went to us. Lord, we just ask you, let it be in someone's heart, Lord. You know why you wanted to talk about the sin, Lord. Lord, you know why you want your children to get closer to you, Lord. Let it be through the preach, teach word, Lord. Guide them, Lord, to be hearing your voice, Lord. Let this race that we run not be in vain, Lord. We don't have to have the all-way word, but, Lord, but we know if we get in your word, your word will set them free, Lord. We learned that yesterday, Lord. If we continue in you, Lord, and our word in you, Lord, we could be free, Lord. We could be free of all the worlds of this the earth, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. So we come humble to your grace, Lord, and we ask you to bless us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. In the word, James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, help me, Holy Spirit, and slow to speak. Now, I put that word in. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. For with the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. There ought to be some things that I know can trip you up. There ought to be some things that really get you teed off. I know it is. But Jesus, and speaking to the James, and James penned this right here because he knew some of us have a problem of not hearing, oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. He said, when you hear something, try to sit back. Now, that's what I do. You know, I tell my wife, and I tell her, she'll tell you in a minute, I had to process some things. A lot of things I'm gonna say no to right off the bat because I haven't processed it right. You know what I'm talking about? I haven't looked at it and examined it. And said, I said, nah, hold up, baby. Now you're pushing me too fast. Now what you got going on? You know what I'm talking about? and you know, the women can think pretty fast. I think now I'm gonna do everybody like that. I'm just saying for me. You know, I might be a slow kind of, I'm cool with that. But when I look at it, I was hearing some things. So I said, let me slow down before I speak. You know what I'm talking about? Because there was a time I didn't slow down the spirit. Whatever came to my mom, whatever came to me, I gave it right back to them quick as they gave it to me. You know, the Bible says that. He said, don't be slow with that. Because when you're speaking, now the wrath he's talking about is now you're going to have some way to revenge for yourself. Revenge for yourself. And the Bible tells us, he said, recompense no man. You don't hear this forever from me. No evil for evil. Because you know why? Because God is in control. If you just sit back and let that person think he or she ain't got you, God will revenge for you, my brothers and sisters, because he already have. He took temptation. We learned the other day that he took it, nailed it on the cross, because he did everything that came his way, but he didn't do one thing. He didn't sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't see.
Nah.
So his thing said, because vengeance is the Lord. So let the Lord have it. Don't go into it like that. He said, because look at the verse 2 said, for the wrath of man's work is not of the righteous of God. Hey, you know, so many times that we get this anger in us, and if we don't watch it, he's talking about church folks now. He ain't talking about nobody outside the church. He's talking about somebody that believes that Jesus is Lord of their life. He's trying to give you some structure to look at this thing. When you hear something, it don't take a rebuttal. I think that might be, not be a word, but let me use it anyway. It doesn't take a rebuttal. It don't take that you hear something and you respond back to it. You know, because sometimes, you know what the Bible tells us? He said, a soft answer, help me, Holy Spirit, turn away wrath. Oh, I know I'm in the
yeah.
Oh, I know I don't need something. I don't need no help here because I done tried it. And I know it's real, mm-hmm. man, because I know that from the bottom of my heart, God wants to be more humble. Jesus gave us a prime example. You know, I ain't Jesus. Yeah, I know you ain't Jesus, but he should be in you.
Mm-hmm.
What you saying there, my
mm-hmm.
brother? If he's in you, my brothers and sisters, you will look at this thing real carefully before you make a move, because I really believe a wise man don't run out there like that. He look at the cost and look at the cost of that, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to tie this up right quick, and I'm going to do this here so we can make sure we get it all together, because I want to drift a little bit. Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. Look what it says, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man works not to the righteousness of God. He said, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Help me, Holy Spirit, to save your soul. I know for a salad that, again, that it's some things you just can't take. Then it took you somewhere, and you just really cannot take it. And I want to do something for you and I today. If you in a situation and it seems like it's going to get out of hand, my brothers and sisters, if you can't treat it with love, bag away and remove yourself out of that situation. Because what is it? What makes you to say you have the right word to say at that time? Because if you send it from the flesh, it's not going to come out right. It's not going to come out right. It's going to be received in the wrong way. So when we say let away for that filthy and superfluity of naughtiness and receive of meekness, when we go to people, we should look at that thing and don't try to come out with our mind and our heart. But preferably, it should be in your heart. But it should be in your heart. Let me do that again. If it's in your heart, you need a deliverance. You know what I'm talking about? You don't need to be flying off at nobody and cussing nobody out and want to fight nobody. But I'm talking about church folks now. I'm saying you ought to understand that God sees that. So God will give you some fortitude. Help me, Holy Spirit. He will give you something to restrain against that. Well, man, I'm not there where you at. Well, I'm not saying where you at or where I'm at. But I know one thing about it. I have enough sense to know now I don't put myself in harm's way anymore. You know, when I see like it's finna get out of land, I'm gonna move Eric out the way. I'm gonna get out the way because what I'm not doing, I'm not receiving the engrafted word. What I mean, that word is not me deep enough to be in this situation. So when the word is grafting in you and it's off deep inside of you, my brother, don't you know your house that you live in? Somebody can chuck a rock, it don't matter you. Because you don't, watch this here. You don't mind that some bricks, rocks, they can even shoot at it, you know what I'm talking about? Because you know what? Because you've been covered with the blood. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Man.
Now, that was something that helped me when I was along my way. Every time I get to think about something, old Matthews helped me out a little bit, if y'all don't mind. He was doing something one day in Matthew 7:24. If you don't, can't catch me, just ride along with me. Matthew 27:24. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not. Help me, Holy Spirit. For it is a foundation upon a rock. And look at this, if everyone that hears this saying of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto the foolish man which built his house upon the sand, help me, Holy Spirit, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and a great wind fall up on it. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is what we're trying to tell you. If you build your house on Jesus Christ, if you build your inner man on Jesus, it wants to come out and help you. It wants to give you the right words to say and the right action to do. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, sometimes we are too street smart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know how to be savvy. You know what I'm talking about? I got the gift of the gap. You know what I'm talking about? I can give you something and then persuade you to believe what I'm saying. I know this don't sound good to you, but let me tell you something when I say it like this, when I do it like this here. Jesus, he looks at that house, right? He looked at this man building a house, and he built it on this rock, you know what I'm talking about? And he knew if he built it on the rock, a wind can come, rain can come, and this won't blow down. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but this foolish man built his house on sand. You know what I'm talking about? He don't have no foundation there. So if the rain come and the wind come, it's not what it do, Rev. It falls down. Help me, Holy Spirit. So ask you to put the word in you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Put the word in you. And what I'm going to say this here, in teaching and preaching the word, you can be eloquent as you want to. If the people hearing your word and leaving on emotion, help me, Holy Spirit. All they got is a mentally move. Mentally move. They mentally move, and they imagine. Watch this. They're so religious when they do it, Reverend. They like to hear you sing. They like to hear you hoop. They like to hear you go rhyming. And then when you go out there, and they ain't doing nothing what you just read and said to them. Because the Bible said this here. The Bible said this here. And we're going to get there, because what's happening is, he said, if you take this word and you put it in your heart, and you, don't you know what? It will save your soul. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It will save your soul, my brothers and sisters. Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to put yourself on some foundation that you know that you won't have no shadow down? Now watch this here. Don't worry about that you don't know every scripture. Don't worry about you can't teach and preach. What you need to worry about that you love the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. That you love him so much that you don't look at no other God and serve. I know I'm right about it. Then you look at that and you go a little farther. You look at your neighbor as yourself. What you talking about, Eric? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the ones you just cussed out yesterday. The one you just got into yesterday. You can go to him and say, brother, I was wrong. My brother, I was wrong. And you know, he might tell you, man, you said that last week. You said that week before that. Well, Jesus said something one time that Peter asked a question. I don't know, Rev, you might not have read it in a while, but let me tell the quote a little bit. He said that they went to him and asked him, how many times am I supposed to forgive Eric? I'm going to use me as an example. You know, y'all don't mind. How many times am I supposed to forgive Eric?
Yeah.
And Jesus looked at him, well, you're supposed to forgive Eric 7 times 7, Reverend. He said, but what if he come out and do it again, Reverend? You know what I'm talking about? If you can sit up there and count 490 times that somebody does something to you, you got a problem that person too got. Both of y'all got that problem. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. Jesus told us to forget. It don't make you no weak person and what do you call a gullible person, because you tell that person, man, I'm gonna look past that. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know what you're doing is a spirit dwelled in you. It's a spirit in you that's trying to trip you and I up so we can break friendship, we can break familyship, we can break relationship. I'm going to be the better woman or man right now, because I know God is bigger than what you just said. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know that sounds too weak. I know that sounds chicken-hearted. But let me tell you something. That's how Jesus is looking at us right now. We deserve justice right now. Some of our thoughts right now is not even in the word right now. He wants us to hear the word, and hearing the word, not just be tinkling and sounding bad. He wants you to apply the word. If you get that word in your heart, my brothers and sisters, you won't do the things you used to do. Oh, heaven. You don't want to offend the Lord like you've been doing, because what you know, because you know he sees you and he got your soul in his hand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why? What he told one man, he said, why fear a man who can only harm the flesh? You should fear a man, watch this here, can hurt the what? Not only hurt, but kill the flesh and the spirit. So I'm telling you right now, if you want to feel somebody in reverence, feel God. That's the best thing you ever could have did, when you fear God. And every time we look at that fear, and we love that, because as we walk this Christian journey, Reverend, if we come to know in this Christian journey, that's the thing we try to do. Because the Bible teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the fool despise wisdom and instruction. Did I read the book right? This is for you to read. It's Proverbs 1:7, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the fool, that's what it says in the book, despise wisdom and instruction. How many of you know when you try to help somebody, help the Holy Spirit, and they don't receive it, you don't have to worry about that. What you did, it did what you did in your heart. Everybody's not going to change because you say something. Everybody's not going to move because you say something. I've been around this thing just a short time. I ain't been here long, man. I just been here in this world for a short time. But I know you cannot make nobody do nothing. I know all that you can do with this word or comfort somebody and just give it to them and pray. That's it. I don't care. You know, maybe somebody might move you, because we look at men and women as our go-to. But let me tell you something. The go-to is hoping that who give you the message is pulling you right back to Jesus, because let the truth be told, that's why he split the church, the veil of the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he hung on the cross, he had to split it because man wasn't even worthy to get in the holiness of holiness without being killed, because it's his sinful lifestyle. So God had to be he had to send his son down. He is the high priest. That's what we learned yesterday, right? He is the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
He went into there and took all of our sin and put it right there. Why do you keep saying sin? Because we are all sinners. You don't think you know something? He said, if a man say he's not sin, he told God it's a lie. So the day he said, if you practice sin, you'll serve another sin. I said what I said, just like the scripture said, if you practice in sin, if you serve in sin, yeah, you are serving of that sin. But some of us fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us hit our head hard. You know what I'm talking about? And he allowed us to repent. Heavenly Holy Spirit. See, that's what the preacher and the teacher got to be, let you know his hope. Let you know that you're not going to do this by yourself. He lets you know that you need to be around some positive people so you have some positive thinking. Because if you put 90% negative there and 10%, it's going to be a hard day, brother. It's going to be a hard day. You know what I'm saying? Because you got too much filthy running in your head. Then you're going to watch this here. You know how you take your kids somewhere and you drop them off? And then they act kind of bad. And he goes, I know your mama didn't teach you like this. You know what? You'd be surprised what them kids do. And you'd be surprised when they get away with it down. That's why they acting like they do it now. Because when someone has been trained, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If someone been told, don't pop this here, and brother, sister, they be mindful of what they doing. I'm going to get out of here, y'all. But the word here says, the grafted word, which is able to save your soul. Put it in your heart. Put it in your heart. Let God's word work in your heart. It's not. I'm not saying you're going to be able to speak one day. I ain't going to tell you you're going to be able to teach one day or preach the word. Or whatever God does for you, make sure you search out your salvation in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Make sure your salvation is in tune with the Lord. What you talking about? I'm not saying he's going to look at you like you did nothing and got it made already. I'm telling you, when you accept his word and start living his word and allow the word to live in you, brothers and sisters, these days right here, you go understand me a little better when I read this word here. He said, but be ye doers of the word. Let me just say, wherefore lay of filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Deceive your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man, behold, is a natural face in a glass. For he behold himself, and go his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he ways. And he was. Now, watch this here, man. Watch this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not talking about a physical mirror now. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-mm.
He's
right.
talking about once you have got the word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you have
mm-hmm.
received the word and you take the word, what you receive is just like a ritual thing. Like, you feel pretty good with it. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You feel
mm-hmm.
it tickle your fancy a little bit. But all you heard was just the symbols and the sounds of it. And you didn't get the substance of it, you know. The maturity of the thing is when you can look at it in your natural face. You can look at it like you look in the mirror. Take that scripture and look at it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Take that word and look at it. And then when you leave, you won't leave the what you've seen. So like you look at a mirror, right? Let's look at that modifier. You look at that mirror, you can remember what makeup you put on your head. You can remember how you did. You cut your hair, trim your face. You can remember all that when you walk with. Because nobody can tell you that you didn't get that spot off your eye. You know, they can't tell you you got a little too much gray. Some of y'all like to rinse a little bit. You know, you can't tell you your lines ain't right or nothing like that. Same way he used that modifier, we're using it right here, telling you when you get the word of God and you read the word of God, just don't just hear the word of God. Be a doer of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you see him talking about the mirror, he's not talking about a physical mirror. He used it as a modifier. He's using that to show you as you look at your face, look at the word. If you see the
right.
word, keep the word. Don't miss what you just read and throw it out. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know when you look in the mirror, you're not gonna do that. You're gonna look at that mirror, Reverend, and when you look at it, you can remember it, Reverend. But when you get the word,
right.
you keep the thoughts of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this here. You keep
you
get the word of God. You keep the thoughts of God. Let me do that again.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the word, you keep the thoughts of God. This is for me now. This time, when you look at the word, you read the word, you get the thoughts of God, and you move your thoughts out the way, and you start meditating. Because now your mind that went past the hearing, now you're trying to receive it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you discover the word is real, because now you got the I remember the other day. I heard one man tell me, I woke up in the morning, man. And I read my Bible, man, and then I read a few scriptures, man, and I got in a few conversations with a few people, man, and they went sideways, but just because I read my word, I moved back. That's someone heard the reading of the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did you understand what I just said, Reverend? Did you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That means someone
mm-hmm.
read the word, and reading the word, he reads the word and applied the word to his life. Now, watch this now. Now watch this now. I'm not giving you an out like you can see it now. But watch this here, what I'm saying. Once you get that close to God and start remembering in the word, that means the day you hear my voice,
mm-hmm.
I might be wrong myself. The day you hear my voice, hard knocks, now you took the word. What we just read, let me read it again, make it sure. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. That's a good thing, Reverend. Deceiving your own self, Reverend. He said, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not doers, he is like unto a man behold of a natural face in a glass." That's a mirror, y'all. Watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
"For behold," that's what he said, "himself and go his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was." Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't let nobody pull you away for something you didn't hear in the word. And you don't have to know every word, but some of them, if you've been on here like we've been for 2 years, some of y'all been in there long with me, and you've been around this word like we've been really putting the word out there, and we've been conveying the word out there, whether there's someone expounding on it, whether someone been teaching or preaching it, because some of y'all, this certain culture is so emotional. Can I do that, Reverend? It's so emotional, you know, Dumma. It gets into the tune of the song. It gets in the tune of the message. But if somebody got to tell you the Lord's word will reveal secret things, What did I just say, Rev? The word of the Lord will reveal secret things. Well, back here, it showed man his life, Reverend. It showed man his thoughts, Reverend. It showed man his heart, Reverend. It showed man his innermost part of his self. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So the mirror is the same thing he's using right here, and he know everybody know about a mirror. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When the last time you looked in the mirror, did you look at that mirror and you start judging your little fro afro? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, you have afro. You ain't going to believe old Eric had an afro.
Yeah.
I had one,
yes, sir.
You know, I had Jerry Curl, all that good stuff back in the day. But watch it, just
so
I look in there, and every time I used to leave, you know, I got my little pick. You know, we had pick men, Rev. You don't know about that. We had pick, so we pick it out. You know what I'm talking about? We pick it out. We had the little fist on it. You remember that little one with the fist with the little arm?
Yes, sir.
You can use it as a weapon. You know, you can use it as a weapon, right? So Rev, the big Ray, we pick it on out. We pull it. We trying to get all of it. Then we use that. You remember the oil light scene, the alpha scene? You spray it on there. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the wind won't move. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fixing myself, right? And then I leave the house, and nobody can't tell me nothing. Because I remember we used to do the pop and lock it. You don't remember that, do real? The pop and lock it, you know? We used to pop and lock it. You know, robot and all that old stuff. But you get all this because you finna go on a dance. You know, you finna go out there, you know. You know, you're going to party a little bit. You know, you can see yourself. If you could take the word, help me, Holy Spirit. If you could take the word of God, just not hearing the word of God, listen to the word of God, and apply it to your life, help me, Holy Spirit. Not to be deceitful of it, that when you hear and you don't, you know, sometimes of us, some of us know too much anyway to do some of the things we do, but God has so much grace for that too, you know what I'm talking about? But what I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is revealing. Watch this, Reverend. It reveals the secret. Watch this, Reverend. Of man's life, man's thoughts, man's heart. And then watch this here. In his inner man self. This is what the word did. That's why a lot of people don't want to follow God. They got that old saying, I ain't ready yet. I ain't got it all together yet. Brother Eric, you wrong, man, you know. You are where you are now, brother. I have to get on my knees every day. Because sometimes self get in there. Cause I look at myself. My wife told me that must be somebody else there. You know, that's what you told me, Sunday, man. She said, "Who is that?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Who you think it is?" Well, I tell you this. Because we love each other, that's how we talk, right? So I look at the word, and I know he can do this here. So I don't want to be that one. In verse 23 said, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man, behold, a natural face in a glass. I don't want to be like that. You know, I don't want to be the one to walk away from the mirror and I don't remember what went on. I want to be like that person when I get that word. When I put that word in front of me, when I allow the word to manifest in me, that it helps me in my weakness. It helps me. See, it's all right to clap your hand when everything going good, Reverend. It's all right. It's good to wave your hand when everything is going good, Reverend. But can you clap your hand and when the word tell you when you're wrong? Can you clap your hand when the word searches your heart? And let me tell you something, Reverend. It does search your heart when you open it up to it. Oh, did I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. It open your heart. When you open your heart to God, He'll come in. And trust me, get your heart right now ready for God, because you don't want to see God in His return if you're out of fellowship. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you're out of fellowship with God, that's where you'll be laying your rest of your entire life at, in that same situation. So if you want to live with Him forever, now watch this. Let me go get this scripture again, Reverend, because before I get beat up, you know, for somebody to say, well, what are you talking about? Where do you go? Let me go to Fiji again. You don't mind if I go to Fiji again? Huh? How you been there?
Very good.
The last time you been over there? Look what he said. But by grace are you saved.
Mm-hmm.
Through faith.
Right.
Now, let me do it again. Let me do it again. For by grace are you saved through faith. Can I do that one more time? For by grace are you saved through faith. That look what it said. And that not of yourself. Now watch me now. It is the gift of God, not of the world. Lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So that's what I'm saying. Now I'm not saying you're not going to get there by works only, but I'm telling you, the closer you get to God, you don't even worry about that script. You know why? Because it started being a lifestyle, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's not being a lifestyle. It don't be a lifestyle of do and don't. See, when it's a do and don't, that means you still, watch this here, y'all pray for me, that means you still close to the milk. But when you get closer to the meat, you don't even worry about the do's and the don'ts, because everything start coming as a spiritual thing, natural to you, that you can look at things and handle it in the, what we said earlier. Can I back up again? He said right here, what he said, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. For the wrath of man worketh not the right. So once you see that and you hear that, you know, if you working in the evil, if you working in the wickedness, it's not of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you working in the righteousness of God, you don't put your mind in wrath. Like you've got vengeance, Reverend. Now, God didn't say, he told us, but Pentecost said, but use the word. Have you tried the word? It's a good protection. Watch this, Reverend. Let me get on home with this here. But whosoever look into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not of the what's that, forgetfulness. He said here, but a doer of the works of this man should be blessed in his deed. If any man of you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did I read something different then? Let me do something. Ooh. You follow me, Reverend? Did you follow me, man?
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure, because I want you to read it, because I don't want to think nobody think I'm not, they might ain't got the Bible with it. Let me read it one more time. James 1 and 25. Look what how it reads. Yeah. James 1 and 25. It says, but whoso look into the perfect law of liberty, help me, Holy Spirit, and continue therein, he be not of a what? A forgetful here, but a doer of the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. This man should be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. I'm going to read the last.
Yeah.
It's a pure religion. Let me do it again. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless, the widows, and their affliction, and to keep himself. What do you say, Reverend?
Unspotted.
What do you say, Reverend? Unspotted. What do you say now? And for what?
Unspotted. From the world.
That's what it said. I want you to read that. Sir. Let me read it again. He said, pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know that sounds too holy. I know that sounds too much like I ain't no way I can do this. I know you're putting your mind there, but is there anything too hard for God? Have you really tried God in your situation? So we back up. He back up. We look at the law, and we look at how it's supposed to be perfect, right? But what made it perfect? Because Jesus came. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when Jesus came, he took that law. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you know what he did, Reverend? He manifests himself into that law, Reverend. You know how he did that, Reverend? I know you ain't been there a couple of days. Let me go there with you one time, with you, if you don't mind. Just one time, man. You know what he did for us, Reverend? He said, thank God that I come to destroy the law or the prophet.
Right.
Don't forget that now. I'm going to do it one more time. Think not did I come, it said, come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not to come destroy, but to fulfill. Verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle should in no wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Help me, Holy Spirit. That is Matthew 5:17-18. Let me tell you, it has been fulfilled. Jesus has fulfilled all the scripture. So the law, we not see the, if you look at it back when it, before Jesus came and while Jesus was walking this earth, the law was a schoolmaster. It teaches us our transgression. It showed us our iniquity, and it didn't have nothing to save us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus came through and fulfilled the scripture, how he fulfilled. He walked. He was tempted. He walked. He was gone. He walked. He was lying on. Somebody said, well, I'm a hearer, though. If you're a hearer, you'll be a doer, because people going to talk. People going to run you down. People going to try to get you out the square and say, I told you I can get him. I told you I can get her. But Jesus, they took him all over, and he never said a mumbling word to one time, Reverend. What was that one time, Reverend? When they, when Pilate said, don't you know? You guess that later on. He said, I didn't want to read the rest of it. I'm going to do it this way. I ain't got it. I'm going to do it. He said, don't you know I got it now. That's what Pilate told him. I got this here. I can let you go or keep you here, man. Don't you know? Why you ain't saying nothing? That's what he's saying, so many words. And Jesus said, uh-uh. He didn't say nothing about none of that other stuff. He said, uh-uh. He said, the Father, our God. See, he give it to the man. And the man lay down his life for this friend. You can't take nothing what God already gave. Help me, Holy Spirit, because I paraphrase the river. You can't take nothing what God already gave. See, why is it? Because simple, watch this here, simple, can we use the word simplicity of the word, of the application, has to be taught and preached that the people learn so they can't leave with ignorance. So when they leave from teaching and preaching of the word, they won't be so emotional. So when people leave with emotion, that's all they got is emotional high. Oh, he sounds so good. Oh, then they ask him, what did he preach? What did he teach? I mean, I know, but I know he sound good, and he sung that song, Amazing Grace. I heard all that stuff, you know. I'm not knocking the pastor or the preacher or the minister. I'm knocking the song of the hearer. They're not doing what they hear. You understand? So Jesus trying to let them. Yeah. We moving all the trying to blame what I didn't hear. Now the substance is here, Reverend. So he said, this man shall be blessed indeed if he do the word, Reverend. If he do the word, sisters and brothers. If he remain, look what it said, if any man among you seem to be religious, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and bridle not his tongue, he said, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. This practicing what he doing is in vain. If he can't hold, oh yes, it's in the book. I know folks don't like to hear sometimes, but if he can't hold that tongue, if he can't hold that heart and spirit that's supposed to be delivered from, then that's good though. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. Come to Jesus. Why I'm saying that's good? Because you can get delivered, Reverend Eric. You can get delivered if you got a problem. Mm-hmm. You can get delivered. You can. God won't. That's what he comes for. He said, what is it if the physician comes and everybody got everything checked out all right? You good. He said, no, I come for the unsaved, not the righteous. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So this is what the ministry about. That, yeah, you're going to, I know you're going to mess up. Even teachers and preachers do. That's why a lot of us need to sit down. Because that's why he said, a lot of them, what he said, remember? I suffer not many you be masters. Because you're going to be judged harder, man. You're going to be condemned harder because what you know. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm saying, and not to go trying to say, I know this, I heard Eric say this, I heard, I ain't talking about that. I'm saying, if you see your brother fall, pray for him. You see your sister fall, pray for them. You know what I'm talking about? Well, it doesn't make no, it don't make it right for us. I don't know nothing about nobody's business, man. I don't be on no back line. I don't hear nothing. I come in, I work all day, pretty much 18, 20 hours sometimes. and God give me the word, and he keep pushing me on, you know what I'm talking about? And I don't get in nobody's business, man. I hear a lot of things. I hear a lot of gossip here and there. But let me tell you from the bottom of my heart, I'm praying because I know a God can deliver. And what you're saying, I'm guilty of a lot of things, but one thing I know I am truly guilty, that I'm a hearer and a doer of his word. Oh, I know right, but I don't need nobody to tell me that. Why I say that, Reverend? Because I know it was grace. I know it was grace, Reverend, who came in and covered us with his love. So grace hired me to be bold to tell you, you can do it too, Reverend. You can do it too, Eric. This perfect liberty he's talking about, when you look at that, you're looking into something, and you penetration to do something, Reverend. Because when you look at it, you're looking into something that when you're trying to find something, but boy, you look into the Word of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can examine it. If you're looking into the spiritual of it, no, you know what it'll do, Reverend? It'll start speaking to you, Reverend. It'll start describing you to himself. It will reveal something to you that you know you need to change. It'll start, watch this, it'll cause you to say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. Yeah. It'll cause you to say, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be, Lord? But I've learned, Reverend, and when we do this, we're lifting up the King because he's lifting up in us. When he lives in us, we cannot hold it back. We should be examples. Men and children, some people say, I'm not just the example. Let me tell you something. If you're not the example and you stand before people teaching and preaching, you might need to sit down. Because God, he wants you to be an example, not in foolishness, but in love and peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, I love this poem. I know this ain't a good thing. I know it ain't a good thing, Reverend. I know they ain't going to never get you no amen, Reverend, but I ain't trying to get no amen, Reverend. I'm trying to tell you, I'm dealing with your soul, Reverend. I'm dealing with your soul, Eric. I want you to know that the religion that you have, if you are doing what this scripture just said, contrary to that, brothers and sisters, you are living your religion in vain. I'm just giving you scripture. I'm just giving you. He said, because pure religion, this is what he said, pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father. Look what he said. Is the what? He said, is this to visit the fatherless and the widows? And God, he always tells us to look out for our children, especially the ones that don't have a father. Especially the ones that don't have a father. And he always said about the widows, you know, and the widowers, you know. He tells us to, when you see one, look for them, look out for them, you know what I'm talking about. The husband ain't there, or the wife ain't there, you know. That better half is gone, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I've been with mine, married to 31 years, Reverend. Going to be 32 this year, Reverend. But, hey, Reverend, yeah. been with her for 37 years, Reverend, and, I done a lot of things stupid in my life, but still, let me tell you something. I don't see myself. It'd be a tough situation now. I can put it like that. So that I know deep down myself. I know I'm a prior go for she is. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? That this is just the nature of the beast. Sometimes the man go for it. You know sometimes. You know one time, Reverend, I used to ride with my uncle, little Joe. I used to ride with my uncle when I first got the penitentiary, right? And he does plumbing, little Joe, and every house we went to, it was a widow. You know what I'm saying? And so I asked, what you got going on here, man? You don't know no man? All you know is women. What you deal with? He said, man, let me tell you something. You know, he riding, you know, old school. You know, he riding, and he said, what's happening is, now I'm not. This might not. You might not agree with me, but this is what I believe. What he gave to me, he said, what's happening is the men's works. It like a lot of the women's there. They was high. They didn't work. So the men worked so much they died, brother. You know what I'm talking about? But every woman, everyone, the house we went to, Reverend, they was all right. they were supported.
Mm-hmm.
The man left them good, you know what I'm talking about? The man left them. So when they had to run out, you know, most of them up in age too, though, yeah. But what I'm saying is they left them enough. They had to go run and grab no other man at that time. I don't know where they're going, you know. I don't know if they can always stop the situation. But I'm just telling you, when you see them, they didn't look at us like they wanted a man. You see, they just wanted to come on to help them with the plumbing, you know what I'm talking about. And we went on there to help them with the plumbing. And just because you don't worry about mouth, if you do one house right, little Joe, and you do them, it'll spread the news. You know, you ain't got to get nobody to call. Well, I heard about Eric, he could fix cars. And I heard about Rabbi Henry. He can sing, you know. I ain't gonna say you can sing God. he can tear one up though. That's been his inside joke. So I thank God. Let me get out with this. And I think about how the widow and the father, right? But I tell you, Reverend, that he told us this here. The Bible speaks of this, man, and you tell somebody this, the Bible said, keep himself unspot from the world. So what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, this might not be a sobering message to a lot of folks, but let me tell you something. The word is good. You don't have to be in every conversation. You don't have to be in every front line, back line, side line. I'm not talking about nobody but the word. I'm telling you what the word just said. He said, unspot. I mean, keep yourself away from stuff, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Don't be in everything going on, Reverend. Don't be the one that say, well, I can call Eric and start some mess. You know what I'm talking about? Be somewhere that somebody can call you and ask you about God, especially if you're a God. Man, I know I'm talking something stupid right now, but let me tell you something. I know you want to have fun, and we want to do this and that. We want to pack the news, and, you know, we want to be the world, want to be the funnest thing, want to make our day pass and all that. I understand that. But I'm telling you, if that word that you're getting on that side, it defiling that body, you better consider your woman. Sometimes give God. Now watch this. I'm going to do this here. Quit that sometime. All the time, wake up if you can. God allows you to get up. Give God some time. You know, even when you're there, you feel like it's kind of heavy, and the stuff you've been listening to is heavy. Man, get away from that stuff, man. That stuff is. If you don't watch, it'll go to your house. It'll come in your home, man. It'll come in your home. Them are spirits, man. You know what I'm talking about? And I know we want to have fun, you know, if we say. But let me tell you, just sometimes that fun ain't too good because you'll get twisted with it. Really, this sounds like that. I know with no whole lot of hollering in there, you know, and nothing like that. You know, I just want to speak to someone's heart like I'm speaking to myself, right? I want to be that when God come, that he heard and said, what did you say before the people? You had a chance. Did you water it down so they can live any kind of way, or did you tell the truth? So I believe by the sound of my voice right now, God has spoken. I believe if it's something was said and misunderstood, we can try to go back over it and explain it best as we can. We're here to try to uplift the kingdom, not tear the kingdom down. So thank you for your Holy Spirit, that how you profess yourself today. That sometimes the word that we preach and teach is not a hollering message, you know what I'm talking about? Because we have to step back and rightly divide the word of truth. Because when you're dealing with somebody talking about not just be hearers or doers, some people wrestle with that because they say, well, I ain't perfect. I ain't this. I'm not saying you are. I just read early in the message. But I say, well, not one of us was righteous before God. We're all our sinners. But what the deal is, watch this here. The deal is different for a lot of us. We don't practice sin. We should be what? If we've fallen, we should get up and get back up and do that 180 and ask God for strength in that. I go again. Here I go. Lead us not in what? And the temptation, but deliver from evil. It's in the prayer, man. It's a format of prayer, but it works. Yeah. I thank God for the word. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. Now, if it's something, again, we said and misunderstood or something you didn't understand, you can hit that one button. And we got enough people on here that I don't have to say nothing. They can help me with it to explain it, you know. If they can't, we'll just say the next time we get back with you, we'll try to give you more information. You know, we're not going to answer a question and we don't know the answer to. We're just going to blurt nothing out because we believe that you can alter people's life. when you do this thing. So we just thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for everybody that came and out to hear the word. We ask you to keep us in prayer, you know, keep the ministry in prayer and pray for the one that, you know, missing a lot of folks. I expect they should be here too, you know. I'm praying with them though, you know, talking about if God will touch them, you know, talking about sometimes this Christian journey we on and we try to, what we doing, it's unheard of really to do this thing 5 days a week like we do it. It's unheard of doing this thing 5 days a week like this. It's unheard. Some people are slowful. Some people come and miss, you know what I'm talking about? But we see what we do over here. We don't judge them. We just pray for them. And in the name of Jesus, we pray and ask God to help them, you know what I'm talking about? But we also tell the truth, you know what I'm talking about? He said the last part of that scripture said, what, unspotted, what, of the world? What did it say, Rev? How it go? The last part?
Unspotted, yeah, it said, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Only you gonna do that? He means he know we gonna be in the world. He know we gonna be in the world, really. But he told us be transformed from the world. You know, you can be in the world and not be of the world. You know, I'm not
I'm not gonna tell you
Eric Doug never made no mistake. You know, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I counsel myself more. You know what I'm talking about? I know I ain't going to do nothing in worse, but I do know enough as me being called to do what I'm doing. I have to live above what? Approach. Yeah, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'll catch that later on. But let me tell you something. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good on this side, and it's good, especially on the side when you're on there and you might be in some situation you don't need to be yourself in. But that's all I have. I see nothing hit the nut. Mm-hmm. And you, Rev, y'all open, Rev.
Yes, sir. I was thinking, as you were saying, I thought about renewing, you know, that will help us if we do it, if we renew our mind, if we got to pray. But yes, but it helps us to, as we behold that image that God put up before, that mirror, and that's what the word is. It's a mirror you can look into. Oh, hallelujah. But that mirror, it looks into you. Praise the Lord. It looks into you and helps you. If you would renew your mind, how we renew our mind is look into this word for strength. Look into this word to get our mindset back where it should be and ought to be. We thank God for this lesson on today. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Aunt Martha, for what you giving us lip service. You said in lip service, a song in the heart puts a smile on the face.
Amen.
A song in the heart. With a smile on the face, and you can make that be wonderful. You can make that melody be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You communing with God will surely put a smile on your face, and it will also give you strength when you make your meditation with the Lord. Hallelujah. It prepares you for rough days ahead, and also it gives you strength and that your walk that you will consider your walk. And hallelujah, you can be doers of this word, and it become easier for you to be doers of this word because it will become a lifestyle unto you. So we thank God. Praise the Lord. Lip service also, he gives, be true to your word. Be true to your word. Never give your word unless you intend to keep it. Oh, I like that. Never give your word unless you intend to keep it. Praise the Lord. And let your yes be yes. I hear you. Our honesty and reliability should be so evident that we can be trusted for any contract we make. Hallelujah. And I'm glad God gave us his word. Because he gave us his word because he intended to keep his word. Hallelujah. And he keeps his word. He is faithful day in and day out. Hallelujah. And if we read his word and try to be a doer of his word, he will help us to be faithful also. Hallelujah. And to keep, hallelujah, our word, his word as well. God bless
you. You know, I wanted to say this before we get too far, right? Somebody got a birthday today. Young man named Tony Rush. You know who that is?
Okay.
Yes. AKA Nutty.
What?
Cousin Nutty. Cousin Nutty. Older than just for the day now.
That's
wish that brother a happy birthday, you know, and he got a little older now, you know. He getting up there, Rev. He getting, you know, God and blessing with another day, man. You know, there wasn't that only God knew he could have. You know, that's a blessing, man, because we celebrate that. We give him God thanks for giving our brother another day on this side. You know, another whole year.
Yeah.
And then it really passed the year because some hours it went on now, you know. So he then tipped into the next year a little bit, you know, down my rail.
Praise the Lord.
You know,
we
thank God for our brother. We wish him happy birthday and God cover him in this day and God bless him all day long. And then it be God's will, Lord, to shower him with his love, you know. Shower him with love. Happy birthday, brother. Let it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. That's what I hit the one button. I had a little noise on. First of all, thank God for waking me up and allowing me to be here again. I got a couple of requests because some things been coming to me. I've been having some people coming to me for prayer, want me to pray for them. And they having death around them. And I woke up this morning feeling good. And I thought about it, you know, these people, they're feeling some type of weight because they was impacted on a friend's coworker pass. And then in the same area, a little kid got hit by a four-wheeler and got killed, a little girl. And I just want to just keep everyone in prayer because it could have been me, could have been any of them. God just gave me another chance to get it right. And I don't know. Why I ain't going to question it, but they come to me and ask for prayer. And I just want you to just pray for them and thank God. God's good. God's good. We're not guaranteed the next minute, next second. He know. We don't. Just thank God. Just thank everybody that wished me a happy birthday. Just God playing. And just it's something going on in my life right now. I'm trying to grasp. Thank you. That's all I had to say. Let's pray for everybody.
Amen.
All the people, give them comfort.
Amen.
Praise God, you know. We believe in intercessory prayer, you know. We believe in a time like this that we should pray for one another. That's what that scripture just said, for the fatherless and the widows, you know. You know, and we believe that at such a time like this, people are truly going through. You know, there's a lot of happy people out there, too, you know. There's a lot of people happy at the transition of the loved ones, too. But we want to thank God for the Holy Spirit, that he blesses that he blessed the ones who really, really are going through right now. You know, because it could be real trouble to people especially when they didn't get no closure, you know, rather, you know, they didn't get the closure from the Lord. But we believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the peak of it, Lord. The peak of it when we get to a point that we say, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord, not saying that we know everything, but Lord, we know that you know all things. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father God, that if we heard the petition and supplication for someone who are struggling with the transition, Lord, sometimes things come so sudden to us too, Lord. But Lord, we know you know everybody's heart and everybody's mind. So we ask you to strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, Father God, so they can understand that, Father God, that you, Lord God, could be the when they missing their son, missing their mother, missing their father, missing their uncle. Lord, we know you there, Lord. We ask you to give them strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We live in the time, Lord, that we can be here today and gone today, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your spirit move in them, Lord, with a way to that, Father God, that they, even though they might cry, Lord, but it won't be wide open. Even though they might misunderstand sometimes, but you help them to understand. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, in advance for them families, Lord, that, Father God, that one day, Father God, soon and soon, we might see you. And when we do, Lord, we'll all be around the throne, if it be your will, Lord. The ones that have been addressed, that we meet each other again. But, Lord, we believe that even in that, Lord, that we get to see you, Lord. We get to see you. And some of us that want to be like Thomas, maybe, look at the nail print of your hands, Lord. Mm. Look at the piercing in your side, Lord. But Lord, wherever however you are in there, we let us and you present us to God, Lord. And you told us with exceedingly joy. We believe that, Lord. So we believe that we are already there. And it is a time that when you hit that number and an explanation that we all have to see it. So now, Lord, thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your peace. And let the word go out, not just be hearing of it, Lord, that someone want to apply it to their life, Lord. Not in the tinkling sound and breath, Lord, that when they do things or when they are conscious of it, that they come back to their memory. Maybe be might be repentance, Lord, wherever you do it. Lord, do it in your own way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Forever.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Brett. It's on you, Brett.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am. Back to what? I don't know why this keep coming back to me. So I guess I'll go ahead and read it. That it was a little part A. Martha have underlined here about be true to your word, and it said, and if non-Christians can trust us in business matters, they are more likely to believe us when we speak about the gospel. So that'll help us in our witness. If we can be honest and true when we're dealing with those that are not in the church, that are not saved, if they can see us, they can trust us in just regular business matters, they'll be more likely to believe us when we speak about the gospel, when we speak about our Savior. So it's needful that we be an example. It's needful that we keep our words. If nobody else keep their words, make sure we keep our words, because people are looking, they are entrusting us. And we say we're ambassadors, we say we're Christians, they're expecting us to be Christ-like. So make sure, praise the Lord, that we keep our words, even in business. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the word of encouragement, just real just said, you know, and Brother Nutter's birthday, and Brother D just texted me about Donye, his birthday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we lift up this day again, like, because it does some win, some God allow to see a little longer. But we lift this day up to thank God for the days and the days that he give us on this side. You know what I'm talking about? Brother Nutty, Brother Donye, and anybody else that have a birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday, you know. You know, It don't do no good if I can say happy birthday to you.
Uh-oh.
Happy
yes,
birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah, happy
yes,
birthday. If nobody told you, they love you. We just did. We love you. We love you. We appreciate
mm-hmm.
you. Ask God's grace over you in all time, man. This is a glorious day, you know, even though we had just prayed about someone and, you know, maybe struggling with this season. But let me tell you something. The Bible tells us, and we should rejoice, really, when they leave. We should really, truly rejoice when they leave. You should look at it like it's a bad thing. But God has been good to the church, man. He's been
mm-hmm.
awesome to the church. So we ask God blessing over the whole thing. We ask him as we come and we always transition at this time. We thank God for the spirit, the love we have one another, you know. And that's what we do. We come live here to encourage one another. What you got there, Brother D?
You know, brother, I enjoyed the word. I couldn't talk too much background knowing, but I truly enjoyed the word. But when you was giving out the birthday praises, I thought about something. And I said, you know, it may shock a mental reality. Do you know your birth date is the start of your death date?
Mm-hmm.
You start dying the day you born.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't there something that you could do too? How great can he be? Sometimes we should just ask ourselves, just how great can God be? I heard you say yesterday that Auntie has sent in a little nugget that says, somehow, I'm trying to remember exactly how it went, but it's in reference to my big problems. I got a bigger God or something like that you were saying yesterday.
The Lord,
I got a larger God. Right. They can say a larger God. God, he's so large. He's just so magnificent when it comes to man.
Oh, yeah.
He allowed you to start living and dying at the same time. Thank God for Jesus. We want to give my brother just sung you happy birthday to you. I want to tell Brother Nutty, happy birthday, brother. Hope the Lord bless you to see many, many more. Happy birthday, Danielle, as well. There's there's another birthday today. I don't remember if, but I think there's another one in the race world today as well. I think it's between Nephew and Max from down south. But it's a day to give thanks to. It's a day to give thanks to.
Yeah.
Allowed you to come here.
Praise God.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and,
again, my brother, thank you for the word.
A couple more days be the day we lay my mother to rest. You know, down on the 29th.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
12 years ago. It'd be 12 years. Yeah.
You know something, brother? It's funny you said it 12 years ago, but, you know, like I just said, he allowed you to start living and dying at the same time. Now, he allowed you to die and rest at the same time. And thank God for you. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? He let you go in the name of dying, and you just rested at the same time.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Thank God for
Jesus.
Won't
he do it? Yes, he will. That's beautiful, man. So if nothing else, man, if everybody didn't get enough, we do have a ministry later on, you know.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I know they've been calling for years the prayer hour, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Y'all don't mind me to stiff a little bit. I'm going to do an audible. Can I do an audible?
Amen.
Can I do an audible?
Amen.
I want to call it the refreshing word of God. How about that?
The refreshing word of God.
I did an audible. You got to come with me, though.
Amen.
The refreshing word of God. It's like, you know, playing the sports or so. You know, in the quarterback being there, he don't like to play, Brother D.
He don't like to play, so he do audible. Yes, he do audible. Yes, he
did. So I just did audible, man.
Expression, word of God. Amen.
Of God. Amen. That's what it's about, man. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
It's about.
Thank God.
That's what
Jesus.
It's about.
Yes,
God to the glory.
Yes,
and again, let me make sure you've got a good understanding. You know, with the dog, he has a with the Watson. whatever what nickname you want to give him, but he has a ministry, and they call the prayer hour. And what I call it, Brother B, I did an audible. What I call it,
the
Brother
recession.
B, you what?
The recession. The recession. Yeah. Word of God. Amen. I like that.
If you don't have the number, 425. This is the number I'll be calling. It might not be a good number.
Uh-huh.
Gets me in every time. 425-292-4212. Let me do it again. 425-292. If you want me to do it like this, 4212. You know, and my time here it is. What, 5 o'clock? Yeah, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And, Eastern is gonna be 6. You know. So, yeah, I did an audible, y'all. Don't get mad at me. You know, you can change it back if you don't like the play. you can change the play back. You know, but
word of God. Session. Word of God. You know what makes it good, my brother, is the word of God. That's what makes it good. It's the word of God, man. You know you got to love stuff when you do all you can, bro, to give it to your brothers and sisters. You got to really love it. You come on here sick. You come on here hurting. Remember hearing right around with COVID and we couldn't keep him away. That says a lot for a brother. That says he truly loved what he's doing. Yeah.
Yes.
And I know me, as dumb as I am, I get up at 2, 3 in the morning to discuss the word of God with any man, knowing I need to be in the truck at 4. I let you keep running for him all night if that's what it takes, knowing I got to go to work. I'll put work to the side to tell a man about Jesus. Because, brother, he's good. But he's not going to hold you. Yeah, you see, yes, he is, my brother. Yes, he is. Yes.
Well, you like I said, if y'all want more, if you just want a little bit more, you know what I'm talking about, you can go there. They call it. I'm gonna get my own name, dude. They call it you come over there, you go over there, you know, and get refreshed in the word. That's what I put it. How that go? Refreshing word.
Amen.
I think that's what we try to do over here. Refreshing word of God. You know, that's what we try to do.
Amen.
Let it be fresh. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
amen.
That it can help you along this
that's
Christian
right.
journey.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's it.
You never know. You might entertain an angel over there. Come on here. Know what they call them? Unknown. You might get entertained an angel. There's an unknown. He come to my mind a lot too. Unknown. You know, pray for that family too, man. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Unknown, because I heard a lot of wisdom by him. I know he left some jewels and some of them over there.
He left a lot of knowledge here. And you know something, bro, it's funny you said that about you might be entertaining an angel. I don't even know the name of the show, but I done started watching. I always managed to catch it. You got a young man, he walking around in different stores and on streets and parking lots and stuff. He just walk up to people and ask them, you know, for a little help. He walk up to a young lady and ask if, say he had left his wife at home. He asked her, would she pay for the baby Pampers? And she told him she didn't have any money, but she had a card. She said, I'll just go and swipe it right now. And he told her because of the goodness of her heart. And you say you might be entertaining an angel now. He said, because of the goodness of your heart, I had said the first someone helped me, I was going to bless them. And he gave her $500. Because of the goodness of your heart. And she just started crying because she needed some medical help for her child. And he put the $500 in the baby's hand. Young man yesterday was trying to get $175 to pay his rent. And he had a cup trying to collect money. And he asked him for a quarter. He said, he gave him the quarter and asked him, he said, is that all? You take what you need. And the guy said the same thing to him. He said, the first one that helped me, I said I was going to bless him today. And he gave him $500. So you truly might be entertaining the angel and don't even know it. Yes.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
God. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Praise to our God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my brothers and sisters. I believe God and spring
man.
Like I said, if you ain't doing nothing, brothers and sisters will be on later on. You know? If it be God,
yes,
it's going to be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Watch this. Refreshing word of God.
Yes, sir. Now, yes, sir. But hold on to it. We're going to try to hold on to it. The refreshing word of God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
So,
let's offer a prayer, you know. And, this prayer is not saying we're not going to see you by. This prayer is to keep you all through the day.
Amen. Amen.
Strengthen us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come to you humble, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for the things that have been presented to you. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to move in our life, Lord, in this day, Lord. Keep us from harm, Lord. Keep us from trials and tribulations. But if you allow us to get in there, give us something to sustain through it, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we always look at you all things. Let us not just be in our ears of your word, but do as you learn. Let the word be
grounded
in our heart, that we look at you first in all things, Lord. Slow to speak and slow to wrath, Lord. Lord, we ask you to help us in that if we weaken that, Lord. Help us, Lord, if we're not living in an unspotted world, Lord. Hold us to the cross, Lord. Keep us close to the cross.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
Thank you for this ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because if we know we are not worthy, Lord, of what you have done.
Yes, Lord,
so
Jesus.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We pray.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I like this song, Brother D. They play this song, Brother D, when you're giving money. Right?
Yeah.
But I want to take the money away from